Welcome to Active Word, the living word of God. Jesus is alive. He is the word written and spoken. He is the teacher, the one who instructs us and guides us to know the truth. And he is the king, high priest, king of righteousness, king of peace in the order of Melchizedek, who's interceding at the right hand of the throne of God for us this very moment. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Hebrews 4, verses 12 through 16, the word of God is declared living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul, the spirit, the joints, the marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and made bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So today, as we look to the word, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 27. And then we'll also look at Psalms 146 and 147. In Ephesians chapter 5, Jesus says that, verse 25, that he, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with the water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Give you a couple examples in the natural, because sometimes unless we know how it operates in the natural, it's hard to understand the spiritual application in their lives. In the cleaning operations, whether it be at a restaurant or a business where there's utensils or washing process, to cleanse, the first is begins with a washing process that begins to remove the soil and shake off that which is, you know, whether it's food or contamination. And once that process is accomplished, then there's a rinsing process that takes place. In the rinsing process, there's removing of the things that have been washed out and shaken off to relieve a clean vessel, a clean container. And then it's finished with a sanitation process, which causes things to be cleared and sanctified. And so in the same way, in the Spirit, God brings his word to bring us to a place where we're washed with that word, and it begins to remove the soil, the stain, the lies and the rebellion that have attached to our very lives. And then we receive the rinsing process that brings us into the freedom from those things that have attached to us. And then we need the sanctifying process. And much the same in a washing machine, you have the agitation, the washing cycle, then you have the rinse cycle, and then you have the spin cycle, or the cycle that sanitizes. And so I hope those two applications in the natural will give you better understanding of the active wear of the Word of God and the process that God brings us through. And he says that he would, again, present us to him a radiant body, a church, without stain, wrinkle, or other blemish, but holy and blameless. My brother James is on air with me today, and I know he's experienced the active Word of God and process of being cleansed, just as we each need. And I want to ask him to come on and just bring forth insight and application in his life, and how God, whatever the Word of God would come forth, that it would encourage you and help you to receive the grace and the love of Jesus to be whole, to be restored. Welcome, James.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it. You know,
you're welcome.
The good Lord, thank you. Yes, the good Lord has used me with this verse right here in so many different applications. But one for sure, when in verse 25 here, when it says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So that I would like to just really look at that part where it says, and gave himself up for her.
Yes. It's now, important.
Yes, it is. Because in my life personally, that's what I did not do when I was married to my wife. I did not give myself up to her, for her, in no form, fashion, or way. It was very selfish and self-centered. And I praise the Lord that the Lord Jesus Christ did not love me the way I loved from the world.
Amen.
It would not be none of me right now. I would not be alive more than likely. I'm alive today by his grace and his mercy, and I am constantly healing by his stripes.
Yes.
Of the work that Christ done on the cross today. I'm constantly healing for that. And so, and a result of that, Christ is making me holy. He's cleansing me. I have literally removed myself out of his way for I can be a holy and pleasing, alive sacrifice for Father God, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, this is a good passage. Thank you for bringing this up, brother.
So did your relationship, I don't know a whole lot about that with your wife, but I know that it was broken and separated because of that unwillingness to love and to cover and to trust God in those areas. If you want to highlight or share any about that.
Oh, sure. No, I have no problem with that because I am very guilty of being selfish and self-centered and very guilty of having conditional love. And see, with this conditional love, yeah, and with
that's
this self-centeredness, yeah, product of the world. So this scripture here in Ephesians, I learned it after my divorce.
Okay.
Yeah. My marriage is non-existent today. And it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing, of course, because our Father he frowns at divorce. But the good thing is, out of the situation, I have been able to get medicated by the scriptures and reborn by the scriptures. And it's unfortunately, I had to learn this scripture by doing exactly what it says. I did the opposite of what it said. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I learned the hard way. I learned it the hard way.
Experience,
so when
right?
So when I read this passage today, I really see my wrongs of yesterday, and if it's God's will, I will practice this scripture in my future marriage if I'm blessed with a wife. Now, I don't even know
sure.
if that'll even be part of my future. But if the Lord see fit, I
sure.
will, as my example, I will be able to make my wife holy, cleansing her and washing her with the water through the word.
Okay.
And that's verse 26. It starts right there. You know, it's the relationship, the marriage, the covenant, from my perspective, this is what James needs to do. James needs to make sure that his wife is holy, as Christ made sure the church is holy. I need to love my wife from that perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, I could go on and on, man, but, you know, I don't want to take up too much time on this. But, yeah, go for it. You now.
I'm just sensing, you know, how important the kindness is and God's kindness towards us that helps us to receive that love and to be able to love beyond what we would choose in ourselves. And I believe the Lord would just want to encourage those that hear this message to understand that God is so good, He's so kind. And as an example, as a commitment, He was willing to take our place and be crucified on a cross to be beat and carry the very sin that we had chosen to overcome it for us, to remove the power of sin to destroy us and be made righteous through faith, through trusting Him. You know, can we trust His word? You know, is God, does Jesus the Son really care for you where you're at? I'm just sensing God wants you to know wherever you're listening to this message, where you're at, He is there to care for you, to come into your brokenness, to come into the darkness, and come into the disappointment, and give you life. And that life will be abundant through faith by merely trusting in His goodness, accepting His love. And the Word of God in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, says the love of God, Christ, impels us, it compels us to ask and to plead with you to be reconciled to God. Your sin, the sin price, the rebellion price, the price of deserting and running from God is paid, paid in full. And Jesus,
yes, brother,
now, the risen,
yes,
Son of God is on the throne at the right hand of the throne, and He's interceding for you right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you've made a decision, if you're not knowing the good news of the gospel of the kingdom, Jesus went about preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing everyone who was oppressed by the devil. We have an enemy. Mm. A destroyer who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you've probably,
yes,
wondered
does,
why things have gotten out of hand, thank you, Lord, have gotten miserable. If that's where you're at, Jesus is here to set you free. I just, help me, Holy Spirit, I believe that there's... You've suffered, several of you that are listening, you've suffered loss. You've lost a family member or a wife or a close friend. There's been a tragedy in your life, and the spirit of grief has come to attach itself to you. And right now, by grace, if you will receive the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus,
yes,
will set you free
in
from that root of grief,
Jesus,
and bring back the love and the hope that God has a hope and a plan for you, that you are loved beyond all understanding. You are loved more than you can believe. And right now, I just ask for the witness of the Holy Spirit to touch you. I release the spirit of warmth upon your body as a sign that God is healing you from grief and giving you joy and peace to walk in the call and the will that God has for you. In the name of Jesus, just ask Him, fill me, Jesus, forgive me, fill me with your love and with your word, wash me and cleanse me and sanctify me by the work of the Holy Spirit. I ask Ask him, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the spirit of love and truth, and give me understanding and guidance to know and be alive again, to be restored to the creation and the glory that you have and you will for my life. Wherever you're at, just receive now. James, I'm just going to ask you to minister a little more concerning how to receive and to know this love that is will never fail in Jesus.
Yes, you may be asking yourself, why? Why should I trust an unseen God? I tell you why. It's because of the air that you're breathing right now at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
The eyesight that you have right now at this very second, it was deliberately given to you for out of love. So this same unseen God, he has so much for you, so much he wants to give you. I'd like to share one passage with you coming out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 and verse 11. God says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Says the Lord. That, he says, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. This is a very true scripture. This goes directly to the individual who hears the sound of my voice, that your outcome can be filled with everlasting grace and everlasting mercy in the midst of having hope in a better tomorrow. This is the reason why we ask you with urgency to give your life to Christ and to accept Christ as being your Lord and your Savior.
Amen.
Yes. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that who hears the sound of my voice will acknowledge Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes,
will repent from their sins, turn from their wicked ways. Today is the day that we need to be serious and turn away from our wicked ways and express to the world that Jesus is the Savior and allow him to teach you a new way. The scripture says yoke up with Jesus, put on his yoke, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. In the name of Jesus, I pray for folks to really understand and take the seriousness of this of being yoked with Jesus, to learn a new way in this time. Let them learn a new way, Father. Amen.
Amen. I'll just add to that, pray that the Lord would give you a teachable heart, that he would grant you wisdom and understanding to see the kingdom of God. It's an eternal kingdom. It's a life-giving kingdom. God is the creator of time, the creator of space, the creator of all things, and he is without beginning and without end, but he knows the end from the beginning. And it doesn't matter where you've been or how you struggled, as long as you're willing to trust him where you're at right now and say, Lord, I trust you to restore my life. Give me life more abundant. I cry out for purpose, that you have a will and a purpose for my being, and that by your grace, Lord, I want to walk with you in the kingdom. I be a son, a daughter that is known by you, and that we can share the goodness of your love, of your word, of your joy, of your kindness together, and we can be vessels of honor, vessels of glory, cleansed by the blood, the pure life blood, the covenant blood of Jesus, the Son of God, who rose from the dead. He is verified by the resurrection of life. And we declare that freedom and resurrection of life to be active in your heart and your soul, to come into the cleansing and the washing and the rinsing and the sanctification that God desires, that you can be free from the brokenness, free from the power of deceit and sin, rebellion, that no longer will be under the oppression of the world and the world system, but you will have the love and joy and peace to walk in the Spirit of God, to walk with new life. You will declare it's His breath in your lungs, and your body will come to renewed and refreshed by the breath of God, that you honor Him, that you acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your path. As Psalm 146 declares, I'd like to release that. If you are aware of the Psalms, there's many Psalms of praise, of struggle and of victory and of challenge, and that. But through faith, the fight of faith, the life of faith, we overcome and receive. So it begins with praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. Thank you, Lord. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
Yes.
Do not put your trust in princes, no, in mortal man who cannot save. When their spirits depart, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth. This is the God we serve. He's made the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. If you want to know what's impossible for God, I'll comment right here. It's impossible for him to lie. Apart from that, all things are possible with God. He is the Father of truth. There's no lie in him. And he comes to set us free from the falsehood of this world and the rebellion that Satan brought when man chose to choose his own way and to have understanding of knowledge of good versus the tree of life. So in that moment that came, sin, that rebellion came into mankind, but by one man death came, so that by one man, Jesus Christ, there's the life of God more abundant to come to many through him and through trusting him. And the word says in verse 7, he upholds the cause of the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien, sustains the fatherless, the widow, but he frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise be to the Lord. If you are not familiar with the Psalms, there's so much encouragement and insight into life. As you take the Psalms to heart, there's about 150 Psalms that are recorded in the Word of God. And we'll look at 147 in a little bit, but I'm going to turn it back to you, James, just to take off what Spirit's leading.
Okay, yes. Praise the Lord, man. These Psalms are just so massaging, soothing to the soul. I tell you, I'd like to comment on something that stood out to me. When I first came to Christ, almost 5 years ago, Doggone it. I come down. I was bent over. I was in a hopeless, in a helpless state. I was really gave up on life. I was not necessarily suicidal. I didn't want to commit suicide, but yeah. I didn't really have the drive to continue going.
Sure.
But, and I say, but God.
Thank
because
you.
When he says here in verse 8, he says, the Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. I was bent over. I was bowed down. I had gave up. I bowed down. I was ready to exit off the stage, to tell you the truth. I did my bow, but he lifted me up. He lifted me up for this day right here, and he gave me sight. The eighth part of verse 8 says, Lord, give sight to the blind. Look here. I see today. I see clearly now the sin is gone. You heard it old song, I see clearly now the rain is gone. Well, today I see clearly now because the drugs and alcohol, the fast women, the fast living is gone. I see clearly today. Praise Jesus. Praise his holy name. I have been rescued. And it just took me to, it took me to bow down, to bow out. I was getting away from sin. Got away. And today is a brand new day, and I'm glad to be here. Thanks for letting me share that.
You're welcome, brother. And you know, just share a little bit about that daily walk today. As you know, as you get up and your day goes, you know, where you find hope and just, you know, how it's important to have friendships and to connect with the body of Christ where God will encourage and support. Just, you know, share a little insight about your walk and how God has come alongside in different ways to help you walk out the life of Christ.
Well, going back to this verse 8 here, we talked about the A section and the B section. The last section of this verse says, the Lord loves the righteous. Now, this helped me to walk out my everyday. The people, as people come around me who are not, they're saints. A saint is a person who does not practice sin, or at least tries not to practice it. We all sin every day. We all sin in some form, fashion, or way, but we don't do it day in, day out. We get rid of the iniquity aspect of sinning. We may have some transgressions in sin, but for the most part, a saint does not participate in a daily activity of sinning. And those are the people who I'm hanging out with. And I speak about the righteousness. Just because, hey, looky here, just because you got a little sin in you, don't you think you're not righteous, because you are righteous as long as your faith is in the right perspective. If you have hope in a better tomorrow and you have faith that your tomorrow will be, the next moment will be better, then trust me, the Lord sees you as righteous.
Yeah,
all throughout the
word.
Bible. Go ahead.
It's his word that activates in our life to wash us free from that, and that power of sin is cleansed and removed to walk in a freedom of righteousness through the gift, through the grace of God. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. And so just to say, to piggyback off of that, the word tells us that You hang out with the winners. You hang out with those who are seeking and searching for Christ. You hang out with those who are waiting on the Lord. And I hang out with that type of crowd today, and that has helped me make it through the woes of this day. See, the scriptures will go ahead and tell you in Ephesians there, Paul will talk about that evil day. And that evil day is here. It's not a time in the course of the day that I could choose death, but through the grace of God and his word and the community of believers, I choose life today. I choose life today because of what I just said. The word, the blood of the Lamb and his testimony has literally set me free.
Thank you,
Lord.
Go
ahead, brother.
Well, I'm sensing some of you out there have encountered religion and thought that was the kingdom of God and of Jesus. But there's a far difference between religion and those who are religious. As you encounter the different religions of the world, you'll see that they try to get you to perform, to do something out of your own strength rather than out of the power of the resurrection life of God and the power of the Word living in you. Religion will take you down a road of disappointment. Jesus came to the leaders of the nation of Israel, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were supposed to be proclaiming the word and the love of God, but they proclaimed condemnation. They even protested to Jesus as he declared the life and the word before them. They sought to test him, and yet he was testified by the power of God to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to give sight to the blind, to heal those who were oppressed. And let me just stop here and say, you know, Satan is an evil slave master. If you're under the world and under the rebellion that he has created, he will take you farther and beat you down more than you ever thought you'd have to go. You know, James knows the way he was beat down and he was oppressed by sin and the slave master of sin, Satan. But Jesus said, I've come for you to receive life. Life abundant. I give you my life to be free from that taskmaster, that evil deceiver who entices with shiny little hope, shiny little glimmers of pleasure, and that they take you down a snare that causes you to want to die and be free from that oppression. But Jesus came that you should have life and you should have it more abundantly. So I encourage you that don't put off the good news of the kingdom of God because you've met religious people that tried to make you into their image rather than coming to the true and living God to be renewed, restored, to be washed in his word and to be built up in the holy faith and the grace of God, to know the freedom of the kingdom and to have the hope of eternal life, but to live that life here now, to find grace and power in God's word to overcome the deceiver. And whether it's a trauma or a loss or disappointment, whatever has attached itself to you, know that Jesus comes to restore you, set you free from that loss right where you're at. As you trust him and allow him to guide you, he's called the Good Shepherd, and he is a good shepherd. He says he prepares, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, his word and his spirit will comfort you, and he prepares a table before
word
us
and
in
his
the presence. In the presence of our enemies. So you can come to his table, whatever is lacking, wherever loss has been, you can begin to receive the provision of God to restore and to make whole. And it says, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. All the days of your life. He will comfort you with his spirit. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. He comes to bring you words of life where the enemy has stolen. If your body's been attacked, he desires you to know he has provided.
Words.
It is him. He is the Lord, our healer. And as you yield to him and trust him and call on his mercy and his life to bring restoration by the name above every name, we just speak over you who are hearing right now the power of the name of Jesus to break up sickness, to break it off from you now in the name of Jesus, for it's the will of God that you be healed. And we just plant that word in your heart to bring forth the full fruit of healing, that you will walk out in the healed, state that God has for you.
Now.
That what the enemy has stolen will be broken off, and that the Lord will bring in a provision of wholeness over your life in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, brother. I'd like to comment on something I said earlier, if that's okay.
Okay. Sure.
Going back to the going back into the book of Ephesians, I had said that I learned how to love a wife from by not doing. I learned the hard way.
Amen.
Also, it's fair to say by the word I've learned, I want to add on by the word, by seeing people, my brothers in the community, live out the word, I can, it's several guys that come to my mind that I can look at this word and see how they're treating their wives and applaud them because they're walking out scripture exactly from the word. You know, I sense that it may be someone out there listening and saying to themselves, okay, I heard this before. I heard Jesus this, Jesus that. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus will save us. You may have heard that before, but you just don't get it. Well, I just want to say to you, it's really simple. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes.
The word in this Bible, the word of God. You know, back in the day, it was the song that said, walk this way. Well, talk this way, walk this way. This is what you have to do. You have to yoke up with Jesus. And when Jesus walks this way, you need to mimic Jesus and walk that way. When Jesus talks that way, you need to mimic Jesus and talk that way. You'll see Jesus. Now, if you know, let me talk about this word real quick, then I'm going to hush. This word, when you hear the word in Greek means logos. Logos breaks down to it means to carry the essence of a person, place, or thing. So when you hear these words, you're literally experiencing the essence of God. Literally. Logos is familiar. It sounds like logo. Well, you take a logo of any kind. When you're in a Chevy car and you see that logo symbol, you experience the essence of General Motors. Well, the same applies with this Bible. When you look at these words in the Bible, you experience God in real time. But you have to go for it. You have to walk this way. You have to talk this way. Amen?
Amen. There's a reconditioning process, a reset process. That's a lot of what the worship is. You know, he says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Well, you're saved from something, which is rebellion and the darkness. You're brought into the kingdom of light, though. You're brought into a kingdom of truth where there's freedom. You're not only saved from something, but you're brought into a new kingdom where God is a true God, a Father. He is the Father of all. He has created us for his goodness and his glory, but that we might share in his glory. He wants you to know the glory, the goodness of God. And there's waves of glory that will be coming into the earth. It's a time for the glory of God to fill the earth as the waters fill the sea. And so you're going to have opportunities to walk in the glory of God before his return.
Amen.
Jesus came to bear sin as a servant. He humbled himself and became our sacrifice. But he's coming back as the King of Kings. We will all appear before him at the judgment seat to receive the things that we've done in our body. So I want you to know that God desires to bless you, to equip you to do good and to overcome by his grace and his love and his word. You know,
his word.
And I shared how God, it's impossible for God to lie, but Satan is the author of lies. There's no truth in
him. Yes, he is.
So anytime you hear this, the ways of the world, the ways of sin, the ways of self being lifted up, know that there's deception activating, deception trying to mislead, trying to drag you down to the pit of hell. God desires freedom in your life to be free for eternity, to have the truth and the love. There's nothing in God in hell. Hell is the complete absence of God, the complete absence of life, the complete absence of good. There is only anguish and darkness. There is flames of fire that burn, but God desired is that you be free from any of that. It's not his will that any should perish. He gives us the freedom, and he's giving this witness in your heart right now to choose life, to choose him. Allow him to help you. Don't try to make the change on your own. We have learned by the grace of God that we can do nothing apart from him, but with him all things are possible, that we have received freely. We didn't earn it. We don't deserve it. There's no way we should have the life abundant, the good life, the restoration life of God, but it's a free gift, and it's to be received. And as many as receive him, he gives power to become born of God with the life of God in us, and to know the true and the living God, and to rejoice in each day, to find grace and love, to share and to build up, not to tear down. God's not there to tear down. He's there to make whole and to restore you to the knowledge and the wisdom that is in him. The tree of life is the life of wisdom. Jesus has made unto us righteousness, peace, and wisdom. He has been made to us that. By his grace, we come into the life of Christ Jesus. God's really putting it on our hearts strong that you would hear and you would receive. But, you know, we can't do it for you. We can't accept the goodness for you. It's a choice that you have. He's given us the free will of choice, and there's a process of our mind, will, and emotions being renewed and walking that out. But by faith, you can believe and receive him right now and say, Jesus, I accept you as the Son of God, and I ask you to forgive me and to restore me and to build me into the plan and the will that you have, to change me in your presence. I want your life. I want your will. And I trust you to work and to will in me. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Brother, if you have
a
comment,
Jesus.
Then I'll close with Psalms 147. You have any more comments?
Well, actually, no, I don't. I'd like to pray real quick, just a quick prayer.
Okay, please, yes.
Dear gracious God, we're blown away with your magnificence. Glory be to you, Father God. Just glory be to you. We are very appreciative the way that you use us to do your work, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to touch the listeners in a way
thank
like
you.
Never before.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you, Father God, that right
thank
now they
now.
May experience
yeah.
a peace that surpasses anything they understand.
Thank
and
you,
I
Lord.
Praise your holy name for
amen.
Loving us, even though we may have cursed you, you loved us.
Yes. Yes.
Even though we may have broke all the commandments, you still
yes.
loved us.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that Psalms 147
yes.
will go across the atmospheres and
yes.
rock the world. Will Lord. Shut down hell. I pray that the power in Psalms 147 will destroy strongholds
yes.
and will break chains.
Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Say thank you one more time, Father God, for using
yes.
us to reach your people, which are our peoples. Thank you.
Yes, our brothers and sisters.
Amen. Yes.
God invites you to his family. I was 12 years old when I was watching the Billy Graham crusade, and I was asked if I'd received the Lord. And I repented and asked him, and the peace of God came on me. I'm 72 years old now, and I can tell you the grace of God has carried me through many trials and given me many
Amen.
Victories. And I give him all the glory, and I pray the blessing
all
of the
glory.
Lord be upon you. So Psalms
yes.
147 says, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praise to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise him. Yes, Lord. The Lord
yes.
builds up Jerusalem, that's his holy city. He gathers the exiles of Israel, those who are broken of heart. He heals the broken heart. He binds up their wounds.
Yes.
He determines the numbers
yes.
of the stars. Calls them each
yes.
by name. Great is our Lord
yes.
and mighty in power. His understanding
amen.
Has no limit. But the Lord
no
sustains
limits.
The humble. He casts the wicked
yes.
to the ground. Sing to the Lord
yes.
with thanksgiving. Make music
yes.
to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. He makes grass grow
yes.
on the hills. He provides
yes.
food for the cattle and for the young
hallelujah.
Ravens when they call. Yes, this is the Lord. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord
okay.
delights in those who fear him, that is to honor, to revere him. Who fear him,
hallelujah.
Who put their hope in his unfailing love. We declare the hope of the unfailing love of the Lord Most High in his name. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem, extol him. Praise your God, O Zion, yes, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your people within you. Thank you, Lord. He grants
yes.
peace to your borders, satisfies you.
You
with the finest of wheat. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He sends his commands to the earth, and his word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs
amen.
Up his breezes, and the waters flow.
Amen.
He has revealed his word to Jacob and
yes.
by his law and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws, but praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise
Jesus has
the
come
Lord.
To the whole world. Israel
praise
began
the,
chosen word, the chosen kingdom of God, and now he calls us into the fullness of his kingdom as sons and daughters to be born of
praise
him.
Praise the Lord.
So I bless you
yes.
in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless
in
you.
In the mighty
Lord
name of
you.
Jesus.
Yes, the Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious
yes.
to you. The Lord lift up his countenance
yes.
upon you. Yes, and give you shalom, peace. We honor the Word of God. We honor the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We give Him all the glory. We thank You for this opportunity to share together the good news of the kingdom of God. And I pray that You will celebrate with Him the love and the birth and the life of Jesus every day. May mercy be upon You and give You and give Him all the praise in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thanks for tuning
Amen.
In. And until next time, we pray the Lord
God
be
bless
lifted
you.
Up. Amen.
Keep your eye on the prize. Keep
praise the Lord.